Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello. Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Hey!
Jimmy actually made it in for a intro.
This what is happened? Actually the first break. What happened?
Did you find a new bus route?
No, they were just on time.
Look at that.
Nice work, buddy. There was a little bit of running involved. Got a busy show today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to phone my buddy Ray from the Who's Got Next podcast to talk about Deshaun Watson. Heavy on the sports today for some reason.
A lot of sports news.
Yeah, Wednesday we got Beck Milk. So lots of
Oilers.
Talk about Oilers. Also, a Christmas display that I want people to know about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to... guy reached out to us, and we had a quick chat with him yesterday. We're going to touch base with him again. Dawn's his name. And Metallica. Okay, so here's what we're doing with the Metallica tickets that we have today. Same thing. We're going to play a tune at 8 o'clock, as close to 8 a.m. as we possibly can get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to make note of the tune and then text it to us. The 95th text that we get into the system is going to that show in August of 2024 at Commonwealth. Okay?
Yeah.
So, again, we're giving away Beat the Box Office tickets. They go on sale on Friday all week, including today. And he surely has a pair at 4 as well. I believe it's Billy's birthday today.
How old did we say he was? Like 67 or something like that?
67 today, I believe. Yeah.
He gets us going this morning.
I've noticed a trend this year. And I'm not sure where this is coming from. And I'm gonna test the waters in this room because I have yet to explore this with the two of you. Are you paying attention, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hallmark movies. Where are you at with that?
The Christmas ones.
You made me watch the year before.
Yeah.
One of them had some local guy, a friend of your daughter's.
Oh yeah, forgot about that. Somebody she went to school with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not local.
I do remember that.
Yeah, so it was somebody she was in film school with.
Are you sitting down and watching Hallmark movies at Christmas time? Okay, good.
No, and I would admit it too, because like I like rom-coms. I enjoy a good rom-com, but the Hallmark ones, no, I would never watch those.
It.
They're just too... They're cheesy and predictable.
Is that your idea? They were very cheesy. Like, there was one...
Very formulaic or whatever.
Oh, she's a journalist, and she's going home, and she's going to write a story, and they're always going home for Christmas.
Yeah, they're always
from the big city
single.
To their small little... Yeah.
They got a kid, and, you know, not only does the... Does the woman or the man win over her? They got to win over the kid.
Or they were high school sweethearts, and she's dating somebody back in the big city. They just got engaged. But now she realizes she's still in love with her high school sweetheart, who's a country boy. And like,
so you don't watch them.
Like, you made me... Like, that year, you made me watch one. It was called The Nine Lives of Christmas, and it was a Hallmark one, and how a cat... brought a firefighter together with this girl.
I don't understand what the fascination is with it. And this year, I have got like three or four people, men, and a bunch of women admit to me that they watch these. That this is like a Christmas tradition for them.
Yeah.
They have their favorites, and they can't wait for new ones. And I'm like, what is...
See, for me, if I'm... Like, Christmas movies. I love Christmas movies, but I'm watching the classics, National Lampoons. We went to the Garneau on Sunday to watch Elf.
Like, oh, good for you.
Yeah, we're watching, you know, those ones.
You took
and then,
the kids?
Yeah, we went to the kids, went to Garneau, watched Elf.
That's awesome.
You know, and then if there's new ones out, I'll watch, like, that Seth Rogen one. Came out the night before.
Twas the night
like,
before.
So I'll move new ones into the rotation too, but they have to be good. Like, I'm watching those type of movies, not the Hallmark Christmas
like,
movies.
Yeah. When, like, there's traditional movies that we've watched as a family.
Die Hard.
Actually, my dad liked that at Christmas time, but like, there was one called that we watched since we were kids, and it was every Christmas Eve. It wasn't Hallmark, but it was 84 was the night they saved Christmas with Jacqueline Smith, you know, one of the original Charlie's Angels and a bunch
I've
of...
I've never heard
Hold
of that.
On, what is this you
the
were
night
watching?
The Night They Saved Christmas?
The Night They Saved Christmas. It's something that we, as a family, watch every year.
We watch The Family Stone every year.
Oh, yeah, you watch
so that. So the Wilson one, Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we watch National Lampoon's. It's my dad's favorite. And Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Which apparently the sequel is really good. Just came out.
Okay.
I had read a review that it's actually really good.
Speaking of the new ones, what's the Ryan Reynolds remake?
They're Spirited.
Spirited.
With Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, yeah.
Apparently it's awful.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe I just ran into somebody that watched it that has a hatred for musicals as much as I do.
Hmm.
But he said it was singing nonstop, singing and dancing through the entire thing. And it was, yeah, he
just
hated
too
it.
Much.
Too much. Anyway, here's my advice for you. I don't want to tell you what to watch or what you know do in the privacy of your own home. Just don't tell me you're watching Hallmark movies,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I just want to make fun of you.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Just got a text from Keith. We're talking about the Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, A Christmas Carol remake, Spirited. It's a musical. He said he had to turn it off.
Yeah, he didn't realize it was a musical when he turned it on. That's the thing about musicals. If you don't know it's a musical going in, you're not going to enjoy it, right?
I knew it was a musical, but I thought, okay, well, it's Will Ferrell. It's Ryan Reynolds. I might give it a chance, right? Like,
it's got 82% on the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I've heard too many people tell me that it's just god-awful.
But the people that... probably rated that like musicals.
Like musicals, yeah. I don't think
And then the people that are talking to you don't like musicals.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, mother...
We were just talking about Die Hard. The actor Clarence Gilliard Jr., he was the computer guy. He was the guy that was trying to hack into the building,
He was the one that was trying to get into the safe. So he did all the computer stuff, and
That's
he was
right.
drilling holes, trying to open up the safe.
He was in quite a few things.
So he was in Top Gun.
Okay, what was he in Top Gun?
I can't remember his name, but he was the Rio. He was the guy
Sundown.
In the back. He was the guy in the back seat. I can't remember who his pilot was, but it was like in the school. So he was the guy in the back seat, whatever they are, like the directional guide, their navigator.
What did you say? He was the what?
Rio. I don't know. That's what they called them in the movie.
Is he making something up?
I don't know. Just the guy in the back seat is what I would have said. The navigator. Right. He's also in.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker.
He was Ranger Trevette.
And he was in Matlock with Andy Griffith.
I also read he was in Chips.
Was he in Chips, too?
I think
it
was his first sort of foray into Hollywood.
So, yeah, he made a career out of doing all those shows. And then he became a professor at a university.
I was going to say
he was teaching and
whatnot after the fact.
Yeah, he was teaching acting. So
there's a ton of these people that got into... like into show business and had a run, like had an okay run, and then they're gone, right?
Yeah.
And then you see them packing groceries at Whole Foods.
Yeah, that was what's his name from the Cosby Show.
Weren't you in the Cosby Show? Did that ruin your life?
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, can you look to make sure it doesn't look like it was done by a moron? No, I know it was done by a moron.
Don is doing his third annual Christmas display, lights for Larry to raise funds for that display is located.
Can you fix it, Grant? Did you just shit your pants?
Yeah, he just...
Yes.
Don is doing his third annual Christmas.
Are we putting that up?
Don
post with the for the Christmas display?
That's what he's reading.
Okay. Good work, Jimmy.
No, it was actually not bad. I just added a little
spelling line. And grammar and
The spelling was right.
Wow.
You know, you could do it yourself there, asshole.
The Locker Room.
Three more reasons for birth control.
95.7 Cruise FM.
Calling Ray Roth from Who's Got Next Pod.
Hello.
Calling about the Deshaun Watson, the return. He's got his first game back with the Browns. They're in Houston on Sunday, conveniently.
Going back to Houston.
Playing in Houston. His return is for Houston. Wow. Now, I read his story, and I don't know why I love this so much. So a number of his accusers, they're saying the last count I saw was 10, are going to be at the game.
Yeah, so it's up to 11 now, including Busby, the lawyer. And I love it, too. You know, I've talked to you guys, Lachlan, you and I have talked on multiple occasions about Deshaun Watson. The entire situation is gross. And I like it for two reasons. Number one, so I was reading the TMZ report last night, and Busby came out and basically said they're trying to send a message to Deshaun saying, you know, you may be back, you may have been suspended, but we're not going away. This is never going to be over. We're always going to be in front of you. I love that. This is bad for the NFL as well, who botched the suspension. Yeah. I think when I was on with you guys, I told you it should be a minimum of a 1-year suspension. The entire universe agreed it should, outside of Browns fans, agreed it should be a 1-year suspension.
Yeah.
And I think them sitting in that box, and I'm going to be really, really, really interested to see if the NFL's partners and the TV broadcasters, and I wish I would have looked up who was carrying the game, whether they'll pan to the box. Because it would make for compelling television, and I think that this is going to get up ratings for the NFL. But I love the story, too. I love that, you know, don't let it go away. Don't let this disappear. Because we haven't, since he's been suspended, we haven't really talked about Deshaun Watson. So I think the more we can talk about how disgusting of a human being he is, the more we should continue to have that discussion.
I didn't even think of the television coverage.
Yeah.
There's no way.
There's no way they're bringing it up.
Hey. There's no way. I would be shocked if they did. I can't see a scenario where they would pan to that box. So how many women have accused him? Is it in the 30s now?
So it's over 30. 30 have filed lawsuits. The Houston Texans settled all of the lawsuits. And I believe that Deshaun Watson has settled 24 of his 30.
Okay.
So he still has some outstanding lawsuits. I believe the women that are going to be at the game are clients, even the ones who haven't settled, that are not going to the game. So this is, and listen, I'm not a huge fan of Busby the lawyer. I have no problems with you sensationalizing things, especially in a big case, but there were times I questioned whether his loyalty was to his clients and these women, or whether it was just to having this national exposure, and he's always been a get-in-front-of-TV guy. But this is a brilliant move. I love this so much.
I wonder if it's one and done. Do you think they do this for the rest of the season?
Well, I wondered the same thing, because Deshaun Watson's going to go to Cleveland and he's going to get a hero's welcome, and I've had a lot of strong feelings about Cleveland Browns fans. Cleveland Browns fans have just disgusted me of how they've embraced this guy, and he's going to get a strong. So I wouldn't put it past him to at least show up to Deshaun's first game in Cleveland to at least make it somewhat uncomfortable for him. Because I'm thinking about Watson right now. He hasn't played since January of 2021 because he sat out all of last season with Houston. Then he was suspended for the first half of the season this year. And so he's already going to be shaking off rust. He's returning to Houston, sort of the scene of the crime. And now here's his accusers who are sitting up in a box, essentially with an opportunity to make eye contact with him. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't, if it wasn't Busby, I'd say no. I think this will be a one and done. But the way he's handled this entire trial, I would not be surprised at all if they're at least in Cleveland one time.
I absolutely love this whole thing. Ray, I really appreciate your thoughts on this, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
There he is.
Bye-bye.
Ray Roth from Who's Got Next Pod. He has quite a following in the football world. If you're looking for an interesting football/sports podcast, look him up.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
The end of an era. Our golden boy, Jason Randy Kenney, the greatest provincial supervisor that Alberta has known, has hung up the keys to his blue Dodge Ram and announced he's stepping away from politics. He spent 25 years in politics. That's over 1,300 bottles of Jameson, 10,000 cheeseburgers, and countless freedom laps around the Henday. Kenny says he's now moving into the retired life. He'll spend his days enjoying the tiki bar that he built in his mom's basement, mowing lawns for the neighbors in the summer, and watching countless reruns of Matlock. I don't know if there's a connection here, or if this means anything at all, but I would like to point out that on the day that our cheeseburger-loving Randy resigned from politics, Alberta also had its largest earthquake in history. Again, I don't know if that means anything. Could be a coincidence, but I just wanted to point it out. Anyways, see you later, Kenny. I'll see you at Humpty's later for the early bird special. The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise. It's cold out. Why not treat yourself to a new toque or a hoodie? Locker Room Toques and Glory Hole Tour Hoodies available now. Text Jimmy for the link to shop.
He's got 10 years of high school, 1 month of university, most educated member of the show.
And now Jimmy explains.
So this couple in Brazil found the what looks like a mammal's hand.
Say it.
The skeletal hand of a mammal. They say it's alien, but it's not.
There it is.
It's not. Scientists actually disputed them because of the that it's not human and it is.
I was reading that they had taken a look at the chemical makeup of this thing, and there's nothing on the planet that matches what
I
was.
I don't know what you read. It must have been one of your CE5 Grant? People. But the report I read said scientists, a biologist said because of the arrangement of the bones, it's
an alien.
It belongs
hand.
To a cetacean, which is an aquatic mammal like a whale, dolphin, porpoise. Because they have
dolphins
appendages.
Don't have hands.
Okay, they're fins. Because if you watch dolphin.
Do they have a. Wieners?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But
do
like,
they?
Yeah.
They mate like similar to we. But.
What are you watching?
Doggy style.
but they're fins.
Don't do that.
If you
at
watch
work,
them, okay. If you watch them, like they. Turn like they have. They actually move like a.
The picture
human,
I saw, you're not convincing me that that's from a dolphin.
But I sent you a picture of a dolphin fin, and that's right from the encyclopedia. The bones of it, and that's
Grant.
I think it's alien. I'm gonna go with aliens.
I'm with Grant.
Here. Yeah.
Okay, why is it that I do what Jimmy explains and explain the actual truth?
You're the one
the
who
science
said alien.
Behind. I did not say
you
alien.
Did. We can go check the tape.
Yeah.
I said these morons, this couple, said it was an alien. And
Jimmy
then it just gets you guys going.
The Jimmy explains are basically you just trying to say it's not alien when it is. It's usually you trying to make your case against science.
It's a dolphin fin. Scientists have proved it.
Come over to the alien side of the fence.
Yeah.
It's more fun over here.
It's way more fun
over here. Come on, little buddy.
I'm not doing Jimmy Explains ever again.
You look like E.T.'s cousin. Come over here.
You're the one to talk, Stretch.
Cruise News.
Former Premier Jason Kenney has announced he's stepping down as an Alberta MLA. His resignation coming 2 hours after the throne speech, which he was not present for. Kenny spent 25 years in politics, both provincially and federally. He ended his resignation letter saying he feared politics has moved away from ordinary prudential debates towards polarization that undermines the institutions and principles. Meanwhile, Danielle Smith unveiled her...
back at the ranch.
Her Alberta Sovereignty Within a United Canada Act which if passed, the government says could be used to stand up to overreach from the federal government. So it's all happening.
It's funny because it just, I don't know why we have, this is an Alberta thing. Where, like, cause Kenny had the war room, right? We're going to fight the back and
pay $20 million for the war room.
And
or whatever it was.
And listen, I think people aren't aware of the temperature in Alberta. Like, mm-hmm. If you're not from here and you haven't been here, you're not aware of how angry we are at Ottawa.
Yeah.
And Justin Trudeau, right? But I think, am I wrong? Do most people, do the majority of people think this attempt from Danielle Smith is a little bit pointless?
Like it's got no teeth sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So why not spend time and energy on something you can actually achieve? In 6 months, you got to go to the polls, and we have to put somebody new in, right?
Like, yeah.
Why not try to do something a little bit more productive?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're sitting in your car right now. Going,
One of her promises, right? When she won the UCP vote, it was one of her promises.
Text me. Tell me I have my head up my ass. I just think that this is, like, as much as I think that we get taken advantage of and we're not actually, we don't get enough representation federally, I think things like this are just, it's...
But I think what, like, if she's doing it like I would think that she kind of would be, it's... A law to make it easier to fight stuff like that through the courts
or
through
whatever. But does it actually, saying? Like, does it actually have any teeth to do anything? Because like Lindsay said, you know, my last gas bill was $200. It was $25 in carbon tax. Let's go Sovereignty Act. Screw the carbon tax and stupid Justin. But I just said, but does it actually do anything? I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to look at it.
From what I understand, From what I understand, it's kind of like the Emergencies Act. That's what some people are comparing it to, the structure of it. Mm-hmm. So what she would do, Jimmy, is she would be, if something happened, if Ottawa did something federally that really jeopardized Alberta, and we thought it was going to actually have a huge impact on our economy, our culture, whatever you want it, and I don't even know what the example would be. Well, maybe it is carbon tax.
Yeah.
You know, an increase. Another 30% increase in the carbon tax. Then if she has the power to wield this, she sets it loose, and then she can actually, and I don't know if this works legally or not, she can actually stop the federal government from instituting some laws. From what I understand, but it has to be... She has to pull the ripcord on it. It's just, it's not a law that's going into law. It's just something that she's proposing. We establish so we can, it's like a parachute in case of emergencies, in case the federal government screws
like
us.
What Quebec does. If they.
But
Quebec.
They have protections.
They
on,
never. They have protections the Constitution, on, right? Is what it was like.
No, but it's also there's a lot of provincial.
Hold on.
Or the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
We should not be talking about this.
Yeah. Didn't you learn this in Tabor Community College or something? You're kind of the expert on this stuff.
I went to the university in 94. You were what, 4?
Yeah, about that. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
It's too bad Preston wasn't around, because, we could call Preston.
We could call up Preston Manning right now.
And just get his advice on
you
this.
You want his phone number?
We don't have a Ouija board.
Rest in peace, Preston.
Will Smith was on Trevor Noah. I think he's doing like the victory lap here. He's doing the farewell tour. He's on The Daily Show, and did he not just recently say, see you later?
Yeah, he announced he's stepping down from The Daily Show. And he's doing a lot more touring with his stand-up and stuff, but...
Yeah. It's unfortunate. I think, again, I don't know a lot about Trevor Noah, and I
you can't follow Jon Stewart.
No.
You just can't. Like, it's unfortunate. They almost should have put a bullet in that show and just done something, called it something different or something.
Well, and I've casually paid attention to it and actually feel like Trevor Noah, just in the last 6 months, was really hitting his stride, and then he pulls the pin on it.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
Definitely, I think there is a sense that, from what I've been reading, that he didn't really get the attention he deserved based on the fact that he came on the heels of Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk. You're going to see Will Smith trending. You're going to see clips from this interview that he did. It was pretty raw.
Yeah.
I watched, I think, a 5, 6, 7 minute clip of it.
Okay.
Last night. And so I think I got a good chunk of, I think I got most of it. And I've turned a corner with Will.
Mm-hmm.
I still think what he did was ridiculous, but I was thinking that he wouldn't recover, that he wasn't going to bounce back from this.
Mm-hmm.
That was my sense of it. I think he might now.
I kind of think now is the time to stop talking about it for him, too. He said his piece. He's done his thing. Now it's like you do the Trump and you just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think people will go see his new movie, Emancipation.
I kind of agree with Grant. Like, you know, put his head down, do his job, do his movies, quit bringing it up. If he doesn't bring light to it, then
everyone will forget. I think people have forgotten already.
I think Trevor Noah and him are friends.
Yeah, oh, totally.
So I think the basis of the conversation there was that, hey, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this, and you know.
That movie looks good. The new Will Smith Emancipation.
Yeah.
It looks intense, but I think it's going to be a really good movie.
He said one thing. He said, they sat me down, they took a chance on me, they mm-hmm. gave me that opportunity to do this movie. And then he starts naming off people that were involved in putting this Emancipation together. And he goes, and it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
So I am dying a slow death, knowing that I jeopardized the success of this movie by what I did at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, and the
very
awards
self-aware.
He would have gotten from it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And he did. He actually made a statement, too, that he understands if people aren't ready to forgive him and actually don't go to his movie. He said, I get that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. So I think he's saying the right things.
He is, yeah.
6 months ago, I remember, like, we were on the air going, stop talking.
Yeah.
Just go away.
Just disappear.
It's not the same thing, but do the Louis C.K. thing.
Yeah.
Just go away for a couple years and then come back slowly. Just
reintroduce yourself.
Just ease your way back into the public eye.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Louis did.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you get kicked out of a party. But you want to go back, you just have to ease your way into it. Right? You don't make a big scene. You just kind of slowly enter, grab a drink.
Wait till people aren't paying attention.
I'm going to pull the curtains back a little bit and just let people know that that was not for anybody listening. It was just for Jimmy and I. And I appreciate it. That's why I love you, Grant.
Well, everyone can relate to getting thrown out of a party.
Bag milk.
Morning, bag milk.
Yeah, morning.
I have come to the realization that this team is going to put me in an early grave.
Yes. Yes, welcome to Oilers fandom. That's right.
Yeah, the comebacks are a little stressful.
Well, you know what? You got to take the full 60 sometimes, and the Oilers really have been doing that. Like, we had our brunch for Ben event on Saturday, and let me tell you, for the first 40 minutes when the Oilers were down by 3 goals, the vibe at Soho was a little quiet.
Yeah.
A little quiet.
Yeah.
And then in the third period, just everybody came to life, and then I can only imagine what it would have been like to be at Rogers Place the other night against the Panthers, because that was just straight madness.
That was another crazy
one. You can't turn these games off.
No.
Like, on Saturday, I was kind of like, they're down 3-0. They don't really look like they have any life to them. Maybe I'll go do something with my Saturday, and then all of a sudden they start scoring, and happy I didn't turn it off. Well, and it's interesting to that point, Grant,
It doesn't matter who they play either.
Yeah.
They could be playing the team with the best record in the NHL or the worst record in the NHL, and they still manage to make this
exciting.
Like, yeah, it's must watch TV, Bagwell.
I'd love to know how many people left Rogers Place on Monday. Just like, there's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
I'm done.
Oilers are losing.
That's it. You feel so bad for Tkachuk with how it went down at the end, and you know.
Oh yeah, I hate to see him blow a tire and fall flat in his face in the corner. That's just the worst, you know.
Yeah,
just the worst.
It was
just great though because he scored that goal. It was a mistake on Nurse on the first one, and Tkachuk gets it. And he holds his ear up to the crowd. Everybody's booing him. He loves it, and then to have it end on him falling in the corner, giving Connor and Leon the two players in the league you don't want to give a 2-1-1 in OT.
Yeah,
it's the best. I love it.
Yeah,
it's nice to see them score on those odd chances too, because so many times this season it seems like they're passing the puck on their odd man rushes and turning it over.
Just, it's driving me crazy. All I want them to do is shoot just once. Like, they might even like it, you know.
We gotta yell it more. We gotta yell it more in the stands.
Well, shoot, exactly. And at the TV.
yeah
of course that always works.
Everybody do your part.
The Oil and Chicago tonight. This used to be one of those stops that people would look forward to. They kind of suck now. It's unfortunate.
Well, then that's the thing that makes me most nervous, Locke, is that like there's this year with the Oilers, teams that you look at the schedule and you say, oh, they got this. No problem. They should beat this team. No problem. I feel good about it. Maybe even throw a couple of shekels down on the game, and then they just drop a turd in the punch bowl, and it's just so upsetting. So Chicago, like you said, is terrible. So you look at it on paper and you say, no problem. Oilers got this. But I've been an Oilers fan my entire life, and I'm a little smarter than that, and you can't trick me. So until the final buzzer goes and our boys are up by at least a goal, I am not getting overly confident about this game against Chicago.
Well, they're calling it in Chicago. They're using the nuclear option tonight. They're putting Taves and Kane on a line together. So they'll probably have career nights or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like, Jujhar Kara, I don't know when the last time he scored was, but he's probably due for one today against his former team.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's the way it goes, doesn't it? Yeah. So I'm legitimately nervous. I'm legitimately nervous, even though this is the game the Oilers absolutely have to win.
Ovechkin surpassing Gretzky, worth a mention, for the most all-time road goals. I don't know if OV gets too many more records under his belt, but I would not be surprised if he plays another year or two. He still looks really good.
Yeah, he still fills the net. Like, I can't see him not breaking Gretzky's goal record. Like, I keep thinking he's going to slow down as he gets into the back half of his 30s, and he just doesn't. He just keeps filling the net, and no matter how long he's in this league, he keeps scoring from the exact same spot, and no one can stop it. It's amazing, actually, with Ovi. So I just, at first, I was very against him breaking Gretzky's record. Obviously, I'm an Oilers fan. I want that to stay here forever, but it just might be good for the game if Ovi does it, and just the way he's scoring, I just kind of think he's going to do it.
He's 101 goals behind Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah,
so
I wasn't.
Couple seasons, he could do it.
You think so, eh?
Yeah. He keeps scoring.
If he plays 3 more years, he probably does it.
I was thinking he's going to get 2 for sure. How old is he right now?
Alex, let me check. I think he's 34, 35.
He's on the back half.
37 already.
I was
going
to say he's 37.
But he's only 8 away from Gordie Howe. So.
Yeah. The Gretzky one's a little tough, though.
101.
Right? When did Gretzky pull the pin? How old was he?
I don't know how old he was, but that was what? That was in 99, right? Like, he had 65 points or something like that in his last year.
39?
He said, probably one of those ones where he could have played more.
He said he knew it was time. He was 38 when he retired.
38.
He said he knew it was time to retire when guys started apologizing for hitting him. Like, when he'd have the puck and somebody would check him and they'd apologize. He said, that's it's time.
Time to go.
I heard him on a podcast recently, and he was talking about not playing men's any. Like, he doesn't play any games, like nothing.
He won't play in any of the outdoor games or anything anymore.
Charity. He fell or something. And he came home and he said, Janet, I'm not skating anymore. I'm not doing this. That hurt too much.
I'll coach.
Yeah, he'll coach. He could just stand there, you know, have a casual 4 out of 10 buzz going all day. Yeah. Like, that's what I'd be doing too. Like, if I'm Wayne, 100%.
There he is. So we got a later start too for a road game. Just a heads up on that one. Chicago, 7:30, Edmonton Oilers. Bag Milk, Oilers Nation. Thank you for your time.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So, what's your question?
So,
yes, I find you annoying.
I knew that. No, my question was, is I got up early this morning like I do, like the watch it, and I watched the new Willow movie.
Or TV series.
That
dropped
first,
on Disney.
Yes, it dropped on Disney. There were the two episodes dropped. There's going to be a total of eight.
Eight, okay.
So my question is, okay, so I watched this movie and or the show, and it's exactly as I predicted. They actually have real little people. So they're a similar type of dwarfism as me. Willow, he's
huge
same
head,
type.
Huge butt.
Yes, but
big heads.
Yeah, huge head, huge butt. Short
shunts. He's actually.
They all have shunts.
He's actually,
they all have shunts.
No.
Are we going to sell some Willow merchandise for shunt awareness?
So my question is, okay, I watched them like walk around like there was a bunch of little people, and they walk with kind of a shuffle waddle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
I've never noticed it in a video, like kind of a...
I've seen other
like they
people...
Did, like for,
you're
like,
not as much as Warwick
it's as,
Davis.
It's not as pronounced.
And the thing with like Warwick Davis is it looks more pronounced because he doesn't have a neck. Right? His head is just kind of on his shoulders.
Yeah, he is a similar type. He's just shorter than I am. Like he's 3'6".
Okay, so...
My question is I just saw that, and I've never noticed it about me. That's, you guys spent a lot of time with me, and I've never seen it. That was kind of my...
I've noticed when you run, I was just about to say, not really when you walk, but when you run,
yeah,
it's awesome. Because your legs are just giving her just...
It's funny because I've noticed myself when I walk... Because I'm tall and I'm not very coordinated and I walk with a like I got a stick up my bum a little bit. And you and I, when we walk together, I've actually seen people because I'm also very tall. I'm 6'4". Jimmy's 4 feet tall, and
like my head is around your belt level.
Yes, I have a trust me, I know. I have kind of a strange gait myself, and then you're a little person, which is already interesting, but then you have an interesting gait as well, and you're usually trying to keep up with me by running behind me, and I've actually seen people, like when we're at the mall,
yeah,
and we're just like clipping along. I'm also in my own world a lot of times, so I'm not paying attention to you or how, if you're keeping up or anything like that. So
even when I yell, can you slow down, and yeah, you're like, no, speed up.
People will laugh.
Two of my favorite things is one, seeing you guys walk down the street from a distance.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. Just this odd couple like walking down the street together.
Yeah.
And then when you guys drive, I don't know why it's so funny, because in the passenger seat, all you see is a head.
Oh yeah. When we're stopped at a light, I'll look over to the left and people will be laughing because they know the show, right? They know that I got Jimmy in the old
and
Subaru.
You just see his head.
Just all head. My mother-in-law's in town, and we were having a bit of a chuckle. She's 77, my wife's mom.
Yeah.
And we were like, Jimmy came over before the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. So we kind of warned her, right? Like, we got a Locke's drunk friends coming over, Jimmy. And she goes, oh, yeah, the midget. Which is not appropriate. It's not supposed to be anymore.
That's not what you're supposed to say.
We do it on the show because Jimmy allows it, and he's trying to take control of that word back because he's annoyed.
He's owning the word.
He's owning the word. But still, it was funny. And every time she said it, my wife would just burst out laughing.
To answer your question, no, you don't shuffle like they do in Willow.
No.
But it's hilarious when you run.
When you're like going after a bus or something.
Oh.
When we were at the bar one and you had to catch a bus, we were sitting on the patio and there was like four or five of us, and the bus started to roll and you sprinted for the bus. We all lost our minds.
Everyone's
just
dying.
Burst out.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.